local fits my budget, my schedule, and my fitness goals.
So join now and find what fits you.
Free is the right fit for everybody.
Club Fitness. Join by September 15th for free with no enrollment and no processing fees. See club for details.
Hey, St. Louis, where are you watching football this season? I've got a suggestion. Eddie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's, inviting you down to both our locations for all of your football needs. Sure, we've got TVs everywhere you turn, but I know it's the $4 Jameson shots, $7 Bud pitchers, and all the food starting at just $7 that really brings you in. And again, a big thank you to all the people from the STL for helping Maggie O's make 40 years of memories. Visit us anytime on South Lindbergh and Sunset Hills or at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next. Us.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features three different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, St. Louis, your wait is over. The newest Lady Jane's Haircuts from Endless Sunset Hills is now open. On Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. Get a precision haircut, hot leather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for just $14. Lady Jane's is unreal. 12 HD TVs, comfy leather recliners, and the best stylist in all of St. Louis. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills. It's wicked awesome.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
That's right. America is asking you to call. America is asking you to call only one dealership. Because I talked to America yesterday, and I said, who are you asking people to call? They said, she said, Johnny Londo. See, America, you refer to as she. I don't know why. Maybe Lady Liberty. So there's your answer. America's asking you to call who? Johnny Londo of Chevrolet. And we have on the line the man whose name, it's actually his dad's name, but he has the same name. So his name is on the sign, ladies and gentlemen, John Londo. How are you, John?
I'm doing better now. Now that I hear your voice, buddy.
Well, I was about to say the same thing. Man. I'm doing better now that I've heard my own voice.
Yeah.
And that brings up a very interesting. I'd like to just discuss this with you because I talked to Limey about it 2 days ago. Do you like to hear yourself? Because you've heard yourself on TV commercials. Do you like listening? Tell the truth. If you do, that's okay.
What does that mean? Tell the truth.
Because I mean, most people, here's what it means. Here's what it means. I think 99% of people, even though they like the way they sound, it sounds a little egotistical, so they wouldn't say, yeah, I love the way I sound. But that's okay. I'm sure that, what's his name? Hang on, what's the Morgan Freeman? I'm sure that Morgan Freeman or James Earl Jones probably can honestly say, yeah, I like the way I sound. So do you like the way you sound?
Yeah.
Okay. Most people
a little nasally because of the nose.
But you know what? That I think that's great that you're comfortable with that because I'm not exaggerating when I say 98% of people, and I've asked this for years of people, when they hear themselves recorded, they don't like it because they don't realize they sound that way. And I include myself. I walked in here the other day and Limey because he's real good at lifting things out of context to make you look stupid. And he had something that I had said, and I walked in, I heard it, and I just said, I can't stand the way I sound. I've never been happy with it. And I think that's most people. Limey, didn't you even say you're not wild about hearing
it? Yeah, no, I always think, like, when I'm hearing my voice now, it sounds normal, but when I listen back to it, it sounds high-pitched.
Right, because you're hearing it the way other people hear it. And Tim, you should be happy when you hear your own voice. You have a nice voice.
Well, thank you, but I will say this. I still have my old hockey announcing website up, timwoodburn.com, and I've got my old hockey calls on there.
Yeah.
And when I play that for people, they say, that doesn't sound a thing like you.
Well,
and it's because I was in my 20s when I was doing it.
One other reason
is I heard segments of you.
Is it on tape?
Well, no. It's online.
Okay, but it was originally taped, and here's what happens. If it's transferred not exactly to speed, lots of tapes are just slightly, your voice is slightly higher. Because that's why. The tape will shrink over time if it's not transferred. Dan, do you like, he's on the phone again.
Yeah.
I think he's on the phone with either Dr. Doug
Dan,
or a client.
Dan Strauss.
Talking to his bookie.
Dan.
This is really professional.
No, hang on, John. No, we'll get you. John, Dan, who are you talking to?
Don't worry about Dr. Doug.
Okay. Dan, here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say, hey, Dr. Doug, hang on. We'll get you on right after John Lundell. Yet we're trying to talk to you, and you can't. You don't know what we're talking about.
No, we were checking to make sure that we could hear everything okay.
No, so he always has a reason.
He was checking.
Dr. Doug. Dan C.Y.A. Strauss.
So, Dan, the question was, when you hear your voice played back, do you like the way you sound?
It doesn't bother me anymore.
Okay, well, you should like it because you have a good voice.
Oh, well, it used to. Well, thank you.
Well, you should.
It used to bother me when you first get into radio and everything. You listen to yourself and you're like, oh, that sucks. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've ever recorded somebody, especially years ago when most people didn't have a tape recorder, and I play it back and they go, is that me? Mm-hmm. So they always say that. Is that me? Yeah, that's you. And John, your voice is fine. And here's why. There's a character to your voice that separates you from other people. When they hear your voice, they know exactly who it is. Lots of people just sound like lots of other people. There's nothing distinctive about it. And I put my voice in that category. I have a very sort of plain, everyday everybody's voice. And I, years ago, thought I wish I had,
pipes.
Something. Yeah, pipes. Thank you. That's in the broadcast business, they call it pipes. He's got quite a set of pipes on it. So I'm just curious as to, and I appreciate that you were honest and said, yeah, you're okay with the way your voice sounds, because most people aren't. So that was all.
All right. That's it?
That's it. That's it.
314. No, I'm just
kidding. Wow, that was quick.
Oh, man.
Now, I knew that was a joke. there's no way.
I let you have the first one, the second one. No.
I could have taken like a 3-minute nap right then and then just picked that right back up again where we started, which was, and how are you doing?
Well, that's hurtful.
And you want to know how
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Thank you. That's very hurtful. When you say to somebody, I could have taken a nap and it wouldn't have known the difference. That's hurtful. How's business?
Business is good.
Good.
No good. I have to unlock my towel. Someone would like to take a look at it. So,
how's your vision? How are your eyes? How are Mimi's eyes? We have a brand new advertiser today, Dr. Jason Brinton. I'm going to send everybody I can to this guy. How's your vision?
You know, send me some information. I'm looking for a new eye doctor.
Well, this guy is unbelievable. Depending on what you want, he doesn't do retinal stuff or cataracts, but he's a corneal and lens guy.
John's a Chevy dealer. He's not a cataract dealer.
That's good. That's good. And there is a joke like that, and it's a Chinese guy, and he's at the ophthalmologist. And the ophthalmologist checks him out, and he goes, looks like you got a cataract. And the guy goes, no, I got Rinka Continental.
Oh, my God.
So are you nearsighted or farsighted? You don't wear glasses. I've never seen you, except maybe reading glasses. So your vision's okay, right?
I had LASIK 10 years ago.
Okay. Does it need to be tweaked, or?
I think it might. Yeah.
This is your guy. I'll send you later. I'll shoot you. It's BrintonVision.com.
I wear reading glasses right now when I need to read, and I read a lot. I mean, I'm looking at the computer screen almost the entire day, and
And I don't mind that. I, you know, a lot of people, well, there are procedures to correct that for some people, but if that's the worst thing I ever have to do is take out reading glasses,
John,
okay.
Was your LASIK surgery traumatic to you?
No.
As you went through it?
Was yours?
Oh.
Well, it shouldn't have been.
Oh, my goodness.
Shouldn't have been.
Well, do you understand what goes on in LASIK surgery?
I know more than almost anybody except doctors. I have had about six surgeries. No, I've had about six surgeries, and I had RK, which was before LASIK was legalized. You talk about a surgery. If only I could go back and would have waited for LASIK, because before there was LASIK, mm-hmm. they took a blade and they made slits in your cornea like a wagon wheel. I have 16 slices in one cornea and 18 in the other.
Well, that's what I did. That's what happened.
You had RK?
When I had LASIK surgery, they
slit it and open it.
Right.
These are wagon wheel cuts out of the center like spokes.
Oh.
I know what LASIK is.
Okay, all right.
But you did have it in its infancy, and lots of things have changed. The equipment they use. Mm-hmm. Yeah, John, this guy could tweak that LASIK for you, I bet.
You go. All right.
Hey, I got two appointments today already. Tim and John London. Yeah, four. Me and my wife, Tim and John. We're on the way. We're on the roll.
And most likely me.
Yeah, I sent all four of you YouTube.
Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I watched about 25 minutes of Bill Burr, the guy you said was so funny.
Thanks for responding, Tim. Appreciate that.
Well, he did. He did.
One out of four is not bad, you know?
Well, hold on. You can give the rest. I just jumped in and said, I watched it. I watched it.
I got it.
He's talking about I texted him a response immediately after he sent it to me.
Yeah.
And none of you other rude guys did.
Hold on. Let's make sure people know what we're talking about who weren't listening. John told us about a comedian named Bill Burr. I said I'd never heard of him, and he couldn't believe it. What? You ever heard of him? Limey'd never heard of him?
I had heard of him, and I said I did. Nobody was listening.
Okay. So Dan, have you heard of Bill Burr?
No, I had not.
All right. Well, John seemed to think, oh, everybody should know who this guy is. Well, so John sent a link to a clip of him doing a comedy special. The reason I didn't respond to your text and go, hey, yeah, I watched it, it was hilarious, was because I didn't want to send you a text and say, I don't get it, he's not that funny. So I just chose not to send a text. I didn't think he was that funny. He was okay. But
if I'm being honest, you text me in the show and I plumb forgot.
You got to look at it?
Yeah.
Well, that's hurtful.
Yeah, I just sent him a text now.
Well, how rude. So. At least I did watch a lot of it. I watched 20 minutes of it, and he was funny. He was funny.
Gotcha, John.
No, he was funny. I just don't think he was that funny. He wasn't Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle.
I think you're wrong.
Okay. Well, you're right. You're right. You're a client.
I'm the customer.
You're the customer, so you're right. No, he's hilarious.
Yeah. Maybe you were just in a bad mood.
No, I forgot. I just remembered. He's hilarious.
He's in a bad mood.
Yeah, maybe that could have been it. That
guy is hilarious. He is so funny. I mean, it's just he's just off the wall, and he's a funny guy. And his Netflix special just came out yesterday.
Did you see the new Dave Chappelle Netflix stand-up?
Oh, Sticks and Stones.
Oh, my goodness. It's absolutely...
Juicy Smollett.
Oh, my goodness. It's funny. It's dirty and irreverent, but it's so funny. It's the kind of thing where you shouldn't be laughing, but you are anyway. You feel kind of bad about it, but you can't help it.
I'm just glad I watched it alone so that nobody else would think I was like... anything for laughing at some of the things he was saying. I was glad I actually watched it by myself.
And the critics beat him up. That Dave Chappelle, critics said it's the worst.
Yeah.
But the audience, 99% reviews from the audience is fantastic. It's funny. Well, it's comedy.
Critics have to rip it because he talks about, you know, race and abortion and things like that. And he has these crazy takes
LGBT
on those subjects.
LGBT and stuff like that.
Critics had to... You know,
It's no different than Chris Rock tearing into black people and actually ridiculing. I mean, and he's black. He can get away with it. It's still funny. It's just funny. So.
In fact, anybody who was offended by the Dave Chappelle one, I highly recommend checking out some really family friendly comedians, Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy Raw.
Yeah.
You'll love those.
He's coming back, that Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
What did you say? Eddie Murphy, what?
He's coming back. He's doing another. Netflix paid him $70 million to do three specials.
He said Eddie Murphy Eddie Murphy Raw.
Oh, right, yes. How do you say Raw in
Is that
American?
When he has the red leather suit on?
I think that was, I think it was, yeah, red or purple.
Red leather suit, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see, Richard Pryor, live on Sunset Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Who does Mimi think is funny?
Me. Oh my God, that was hilarious because she does. She still laughs at my jokes, and that's why I'm a lucky, lucky guy. But you know, she thinks Bill Burr's hilarious. She thinks he's just. I mean, the guy is very, 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 very funny, and he'll tell you because he's messed up. I mean, no, he's weird. He's got an anger issue. And,
you find it interesting how some of these people can do one thing and they're just banned from every. Louis C.K. Now, what did he do? He took his thing out, didn't
he? Yeah, took his thing out and started playing with it in front of people.
Well, you can't do that.
No way.
You just you can't do that.
If you ask
that's
him first,
not funny. Huh? You know?
I mean, that's not funny. That's true.
He asked a couple of them. He asked them if he could do it.
Well, then that's polite. That's being polite. Do you mind if I take my penis out? If they said, sure, go ahead, what's wrong with that?
What are you talking
about? That's
better than not asking.
That's his whole defense to the charge.
Is it?
Is that he asked.
He asked.
That nobody complained. Either he asked him or nobody complained while he was doing it. That's his whole defense.
And then Pee Wee Herman was kicked out of the business for like 10 years because he was in like a
X-rated
movie house. Well, what do you think those guys are doing?
He was doing the popcorn trick on himself.
On himself. And then they said, okay, you're banned for 10 years. And then he finally managed to come back.
Just had a large munch.
Anything else, John? What else?
I never found him funny.
I think that Pee Wee's Playhouse, I know it's a kid's thing. I thought it was brilliant. And I don't think.
Okay,
it's not that he's funny. No, it's not that he's funny. He's so ridiculous and so. It's funny. The character is funny. Not in the same sense that a comedian is funny. It's just the look and the whole. The fact that he's able to stay in character that long with that stupid little suit.
I like Globy when he would spin Globy.
One of my sons loved that Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never made it over there.
He loved it. Never made it to England?
No. His movies did, but the TV show never made it. Yeah.
Who else has been, like, kicked out lately?
Kramer.
Michael Richards.
But
so does Chris Rock. So do a lot of people. He just happened to say it to a black person, and he's white. Boom, you're done.
Done.
Yeah, he's toast. And that seems a bit harsh to me.
Now you see,
considering what some other people have done.
That little comedian that's Indian, Aziz Ansari, he kind of skirted past it. There were some accusations where they came out and said that, like, you know, he didn't take no for an answer. He kept pushing, but he kept on doing his thing. He still seems to be quite popular on Netflix and all that.
Was he the one that was in that movie?
He's the one from Parks and Recreation. He's the little guy.
Okay.
But he's the only Indian on that TV show.
Do we just tell people John sells Chevrolets? At some point, no, it's not your fault.
This has got to be the weirdest segment ever for me. You guys are having a blast, which hopefully is because, you know, I bring out the best in you.
That's it.
Of course.
It's like I'm listening to this segment in my car on the way home, which I will in about 30 minutes, but because I'm not, like, involved. Which is okay because it's so funny.
I got a good joke today. I've only told it one time. You'll like it.
You're wrong about Bill Burr. I think it's hilarious.
You know what? I just remembered that you're an advertiser and a really good one. So you're right. He's hilarious.
I was turned on to Richard Pryor. I think it was the summer of 74, 75. In between two a days, so the morning football practices and then the afternoon. All the guys, all the great guys from Lutheran North that I was lucky enough to play football with, and some of my black buddies, they were like, man, have you ever heard of Richard Pryor? I'm like, who? Richard Pryor? So eight track cassette, right?
Oh, yeah. You were lucky if you had one of those. I never had one.
Minutes later, I'm just roaring with laughter. I'm like, who is this guy that's making my stomach hurt? You know, but if you read up on him, I mean, he was so troubled. It was so sad.
Well, he lied to Barbara Walters. You know, she did an interview and she says, is it true that the way you caught yourself on fire was you were free bracing? Because that's not true. And he named some cockamamie story he gave her. Right. And then years later, she interviewed him again. He goes, yeah, I lied to you. That's what it was.
I guess if you feel like, but no, it was true. He tried to kill himself and he was running down a street
on fire.
And he was screaming that he goes, please save me. I don't want to die. Please save me. Someone, please save me. You know,
Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire in a Pepsi commercial.
Yeah.
You can see it on YouTube. You go on YouTube
and
watch it.
Yeah.
He's dancing around, doesn't even know his head's on fire.
You think that's
I know that.
Yeah.
You know? I think I know my head is flamed.
You think that's funny.
You're on fire, Michael.
I know. But that's dedication to your craft. You won't even let your head being on fire stop you from dancing.
Oh, my God. You guys are so goofy, you make me laugh.
I believe this is the point where we say, what's that phone number?
Oh, thank God. It's about time. I have to go to the bathroom.
I'll say.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365, lawndop.com. AM and the PM.
All right.
We love you. Let us know.
That's what they will say to you when they see you soon, and they will see you soon, because we're sending them your way. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, John. Bye-bye. The way he does that.
Bye-bye.
I don't like that. It sounds, I don't know. I just don't. I'd rather you just say, see ya. You know, goodbye.
Well, you say
bye-bye.
It also.
But I don't do it like that. Bye-bye. I don't do it like that.
No, you say, okay, bye-bye.
I don't.
Oh, go to the tape.
How much is that? We're just like a family arguing all the time.
Yep.
It's like being at home. I do this with my wife.
We're like a family at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's like being at home. And I said, no, I don't. Yes, you do. No, I don't. It's like, I might as well just go home.
Pass the stuffing, Lanny.
Well, that music. Oh, I see one smart caller. See, this is how this should work. You should already be online ready to talk to the guy who loves pets as much as you do, to the guy who is your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And that, of course, is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Let me give you the numbers, and I'll tell you who his sponsor is. Please jump on now, and when you hear someone finish, call in and ask about your pet or a pet you're thinking about acquiring. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Dr. Doug Pernikoff is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Go to their website and find out some of the reasons why. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up, please, for Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Terrific, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Now, we have a line open, and I'm gonna say this to people again. We've been doing this for about, what do you think, Doc, 15, 16 years?
Yeah, I'm great.
And we're gonna end it if people continue to wait until I say, well, segment's over, and then lots of people call. We can't do it that way. If you want to call and get free advice, you should be calling now. There is a line open, and there'll be a line open when we finish with Dan or whoever's next on the screen. So here we go one more time with the numbers, and if everybody wants to wait till, I don't know, 10 till, not going to happen. We'll just close it out. 314-821-05. See? Look at that. It never fails. 0590 or 855-282-8255. Doc, are you ready to help people?
I sure am.
All right, let's get it. Dan, you're first. Thank you for calling. Welcome to 590 The Fan, and say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Not you, Dan. Yeah.
Good evening, everybody, and hi, Dr. Doug, and I'm AM and the PM as well.
Oh, thank you. Never get tired of hearing that.
Hey. Dr. Doug, my brother and his wife adopted a Australian cattle dog, a blue sea,
Heeler?
Blue one. Heeler, yes. And they were not able to take care of it because they don't have time and everything, and it's a puppy. It was born in April. So I took it. And it's a wonderful, sweet dog and everything. It has tons of energy. I've never seen a dog jump like this ever in my life. And everything. I had one jump off. He jumped off my deck, and I said he jumped 20 feet and didn't have no problems at all. But my concern is
don't let him do that regularly.
Oh, no, I don't want to. Believe me, I'm trying to stop it right now because I know about the hip problems and everything. That's the last thing I want to have. But, yeah, I know all about it. Just that she has a lot of energy and everything. But this is my concern, is that she's eating her food and peeing and pooping and all that other good stuff and everything that she's supposed to do. But she's drinking tons of water. I've never seen a dog like this before. I don't know if it's a puppy, because she's a puppy, or if there's something wrong. She's going to get her shots this weekend.
Okay.
And I'm going to have them do a blood test to see if she might have diabetes or something.
Well, it would be unusual for her to have diabetes at that age. It's possible, but not likely. But I would take a fresh urine sample that's, you know, within an hour or so old and keep it refrigerated until you leave. Don't freeze it. And it could very well. Is she spayed yet? Do you know?
Yes, she is spayed.
Okay. So it could be a little infection, a bladder infection. It could be behavioral. We do see puppies that urinate a lot more, and they drink a lot more, too. So it could be something that she'll grow out of. But it wouldn't hurt to do a urinalysis. It's not expensive. And if there is something going on, you'll catch it quickly. I don't think you need the blood sample yet.
Okay,
unless,
that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot more expensive, but I would let take a look at the urine and if there's anything in you.
No.
I was kind of wondering about the blood thing, but I was really concerned about her drinking all that water. She's still really a whole, I mean, she's maximum puppy. I mean, she's still in her biting things, wanting to bite everything and destroy her beds and that stuff, but I'm getting her away from that, but she's definitely 100% puppy yet.
Hey Dr. Doug, how do you
let me just say that's a wonderful breed. I love them. They're always tough, they're stubborn, they're really smart, they're really loyal, but they are an interesting breed, so I think you'll enjoy her.
How do you get a urine
sample? She's dominating my other two dogs,
Slowly.
Both my male dogs, and they are really intimidated by her.
Dan had a question. Doc, he wants to know, how do you get a urine sample from a female dog, or I guess any dog?
Put on a bush outfit and hold out a bowl.
So what a lot of people do, if you're going to do it yourself, is put a little plastic cup, like a Tupperware cup, on the end of a broom handle. And then when she goes out to squat, just place it right under. Okay?
Yeah, but wouldn't that make her? Wouldn't she jump forward thinking, "Hey, what are you doing back there?"
I knew a girl who used a ladle.
When I get ready to go do that, I'm gonna have my wife taping it so I can put it all over the internet. I'm the crazy guy trying to catch urine from a female dog.
And by the way, Dan, when you get the urine, save some of it and take it, give it to your family doctor just for kicks, and go, "Hey, check my urine."
Wouldn't it be something if it came back and I'm pregnant?
It would be. That would confuse her.
Or try and switch it into a drug test, urine test.
Yeah. Well, Dan, according to your urine sample, you've been licking dogs' butts. What's that all about? Oh, man.
I've been kissing a lot of butt in my life, but I don't know about that one.
Too many people have to do that. Thank you, Dan.
All right, have a good day. Thanks, right. Dr. Doug. I appreciate your help.
And there goes Dan, which means a line is open. 85, I don't know which one of these you should call. Call them both. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. I was wondering the same thing, though, about collecting a dog's urine. That's, because I need to put something behind him. Would they jump forward going, "Hey, what are you doing?"
I was not joking. I knew a girl who did it while using a ladle. Like, she
not
didn't
to herself.
No. She waited until the dog, like, squatted down and then just, whoop, scooped
the
ladle under there.
The dog kept going.
Yeah. About halfway through, like, you know.
Half is the same as half.
No, half.
That's another word. Same spelling. Mm-hmm. Half.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
I believe Mike is next. Mike, thank you for calling. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. I am AM in the PM.
Lots of people are.
Indeed. Hey, so when referring to female dogs, they would call them bitches.
Right.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if I had a small female dog, she'd be a little bitch.
Right.
Correct. So this little bitch that I have.
It's fun to say that.
He was waiting.
It's just fun to say that.
this this little dog I have is similar to the gentleman that just called. She's a healer, but she chews on everything. I mean, and it's, she's 2 years old. She's past that stage. She climbs up, you know, on desk and pulls things down and chews on them. Other than catching her in the moment, is there anything you'd recommend to stop that behavior?
Yeah. A whip.
No, he's kidding. He's kidding.
Muzzle.
I'm just kidding. So they have these cage muzzles, and they're kind of open, and those are really good. We use them in the clinic, too. But you can go to a pet shop, or you can order one online. They're called cage muzzles, and they're quite open, like a big fence, actually, but it just allows them from grabbing things. And I think that would be a really good thing to try.
So they can open, the dog can open its mouth a little, but not enough to start, you know, chewing and biting on
things. To get in a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So would they wear that indefinitely or for just a period of time?
Well, I would start it on a weekend when you can be around. And if you can kind of passively guide her and watch her, if you start to see her, you know, going after stuff, even with the mask on, then you got to give her a negative. Maybe a loud voice or something. Yeah. But.
Oh, man. Doc, it's happening again, Doc. We're losing your signal.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I'm driving. This is a problem.
See, you can't do that. You got to stay one place where the signal's strong. How many times have we told you?
I do. All right. We're past the little bitch. I do have one more question for you.
Sure.
And that is, we had to put down one of the cats this past week, 12 years old, made the decision based upon what the vet described to us as a tumor in the jaw. Now, my wife is struggling with this decision because, you know, we didn't take any tests. We just did a lot of it based upon a visual decision, right? So,
yes.
Is that pretty common in cats? What can I tell, and I won't use that term, what can I tell my wife to help put her at ease?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep. We can hear you.
Okay. Okay. So I would tell her that any cats do frequently, especially 12-year-old cats, frequently end up with some kind of lesion in the mouth. And most of those tumors are true cancers, and they are terrible. They grow fast. They debilitate the cat. They destroy the teeth and the jaw. So I would tell her that, of course, we don't know exactly what it was, but it's already done, so why make her feel bad? I would just say, hey, you know, we did the right thing, and Dr. Doug said we did the right thing.
Well, and it's good to hear that you said that it's pretty common because, you know, the dog was, you know, there was saliva, the teeth were bad, and any of the decisions for looking at what was causing it would cause more pain to the cat, right? So cat was 14 pounds, he dropped down to 8. All of the signs pointed to that, but I think when you euthanize an animal, which I've done before, she just had a real tough time with it.
Yeah, it is tough to, you know, some people think you're playing God, but to me, it's a great
ability. It's a humane thing to do.
Yeah, it's a humane, gracious thing to do that humans, unfortunately, you know, what's his name, went to jail for doing that.
Yeah, Kevorkian.
So, I think that's a benefit that veterinarians have. So, I think he did the right thing.
Perfect. Okay. As always, I appreciate your service. Thank you.
Mike, we appreciate you listening. Thank you for calling. A line is open. You know that. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Speaking of those lesions like in the jaw, we had a dog that had that, and it's only available in this country. You know the cereal company? There's Kellogg's and there's Post.
Mm-hmm.
The Post people actually make in this country something for those dogs. It's the American Lesion Post.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Tumor humor.
Thank you.
Can that hang one? A second.
Okay.
Can I sneak a quick one in for Dr. Doug?
You mean like past gas?
A question. Oh. Not a quick win.
Well, you said sneak one.
No, I just do that without asking.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You do. Go ahead.
Doc, two small terriers in my house, they're getting ticks way more than normal, and I'm wondering, A, what's the best way to remove a tick from a dog, and B, if you don't get the entire tick out, like let's say I pinch it with my fingers and I leave like just a little part of head or a little part of leg in there.
That happens.
Can that cause infection? How dangerous or risky is that? And C, can I apply alcohol swab to a dog's wound after I do something like that? Because there's usually a little blood there afterward.
Yeah, okay. Let me see if I remember everything. I'm getting old.
What's the best way to remove a tick?
Right. The first one, first question, you want to, they're very easy to do, actually. You kind of got to pinch your, if you're going to use just your fingers, pinch your fingers down to the skin and kind of lift, pinch and lift up, and you'll get the mouth parts most any time, okay? Mm-hmm. You can also use, some people try and use a eyebrow tweezer or something, but I actually think it's easier for me to assess it with my fingers. And then if you do leave a little bit of head in there,
that sounded dirty, didn't it?
So if that happens, you know, most of the time what I tell people to do is don't use alcohol, that might burn. Use a little peroxide, then put some ointment on, and then if you can't get it out or you can't squeeze it out like you're squeezing a pimple or something, then you might talk to your vet. You might want to put you on some doxycycline or some other antibiotic for a few days. So the ticks carry diseases that can cause problems in your dog, right? So what you want to do is doxycycline is the drug of choice for most all those tick-borne diseases. So if a tick you suspect has been in your dog for 3 to 5 days or more, then I always give them some doxycycline for about 14 days.
In what form? Pill form in their food?
Yeah, it comes in a pill or liquid. Yeah. And most veterinarians carry some, and most veterinarians have their own protocol for how to do that. But again, for me, if it's been 3 to 5 days, that's enough time for them, if they are carrying some kind of disease element, that's enough time for them to transfer it in blood feedings.
Does frontline prevent ticks from attaching to a dog?
I don't think so.
It does?
I
think so, yeah.
Because I use Frontline, and they still get ticks, and that's why I'm asking.
How often do you use the Frontline?
I think every 2 or 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, yeah, I think you're supposed to use it once a month.
Oh, well, it's expensive.
It's an ongoing process.
It is expensive,
if you don't care.
There's a better one out there you can check.
Well, I like the collars, actually. They last longer. They're cheaper, a little bit cheaper. I think they work for about 8 months. Mm. So you could, now we've had an unusual summer because it's been so rainy, which means we've had a lot more ticks surviving, right?
I'm just saying, I take them through walks. They go through high weeds sometimes around my neighborhood or in my backyard or whatever. I have a creek behind my yard. What do ticks live on before they attach to my dog?
Good wild question. Animals. That's a great question. What do they live on?
Well, they probably don't live on much until they get a host. But there's lots of hosts out there, and they, you know, and they just hang on the little twig or whatever, and they attach when something comes by. So I imagine that they can live a long, long time without feeding until they get that opportunity.
Is that doxycycline? Is that expensive?
You know, I don't know where it's going now. I mean, with the human, it's kind of dictated by how much human pharma manufacturers are charging, because It's essentially the same. Well, it is the same drug.
I thought I saw some of it just on the side of the road the other day, but then I realized it was a wiener dog on a bicycle. It was doxycycline.
Oh,
thank you.
I'll give him that.
Thank you.
So ticks are on a blood diet. That's what they. That's what their diet is.
Like
blood
vampires.
Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like fleas.
I mean, when I had my tarantulas, as long as they were watered, they could live for 6 to 8, 10 months without eating.
Wow. Okay. Back to the calls. That's a good question. What do ticks live on if they can't get any blood? I guess they die. They have blood.
Got wild animals as well.
So let's go to Marcia. Marcia, thank you for being patient and waiting. We're glad you called. Welcome to 590 The Fan, and say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Marcia? Marcia, that's you.
Marcia.
No, hang on. Marcia, we know you're there. We can hear the heaving of your breasts as you breathe.
Oh.
Marcia, going once, twice. Marcia, three times, goodbye, Marsha. I don't know what that was about. But
I think
now,
it was the sweet old lady, Marsha.
But now a line is open, 855.
Three times a lady.
I'm trying to give the number, Doctor. 855-282-8255, 314-821-0590. Let's go to Carl. Thanks for calling. We're 590 to fan, Carl. Say that, Dr. Doug.
Hello?
He said hello, Doctor.
Hey, how are you, Carl? Hello?
Yeah, hi, Carl. Hello. We did this. Hello, how are you, Carl? What do you got?
I'm good. I have a cat. She's about, I don't know, 15, 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
And
put her to sleep.
And she won't go into the kitty litter box all the way, and she just squirts out the back of the box onto the floor.
Whoopsie.
Limey Carl sounds
it's
hot.
It's a mess. And I tried a larger box, and I changed the cat litter all the time, and I just don't know what to do about it. Do you have any suggestions?
I mean, is she pretty mobile still? Moves around.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Okay. She has no problems getting around and jumping, and she eats good. You know, she's getting older, so she's getting thin. But she just,
sure.
You know, the cat body struggle.
Okay, so let me just tell you that it can be related to kidney disease. They can start to get a lot of diarrhea and as they're losing weight and stuff. So there might be some other underlying problems. But I don't know if you've seen them. I have seen these litter boxes that are completely enclosed, and the opening is the opening's on the top, and you could even make that with a box, and that would be the way to go, because she's got to commit to going into the box to make her thing. Okay, and at that age, it could be that there's some underlying problem, so it wouldn't hurt to talk to your veterinarian. There might be some medications to use as well, but yeah, I would create your own box, make a hole in the top. Teach her how to put her in there when it's clean. Let her realize, you know, that's what it is. And I bet that'll work.
Well, yeah, I'll try that, because it's just, you know, it's just urine. You know, she's just not stepping all the way into the box.
Oh, cat urine is the worst, though.
Yeah. I'm kind of looking for suggestions.
Well,
I'm betting she has some kidney problems, too.
Yeah, you get that checked out, Carl. Thank you.
I'll check it out. Thank you. Thank you. In the PM.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Dr. Doug, do you have your blinker on?
Yep.
What do you mean?
Well, we heard.
Yeah.
You're one of these. No, you're one of these old people that leaves your blinker on.
That was my heart.
Are you driving in the fast lane?
Heart.
A line is open before we take our next call. Somebody can grab that line if you'd like. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Rich, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, and I am AM in the PM.
Thank you, Rich.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
So this seems, I'm doing well. This seems to be the cat day.
It does seem to be, unusually.
I have a cat that's about 13 years old, got diagnosed with kidney issues about a year and a half ago, has dropped about 50% of its weight. At what point, how do you decide when a cat is, still walking around, still purring, still doing everything, that it's time to go in and get that final shot?
Yes, that's a very personal decision. I always tell my clients to come in and talk to me about it, and what the doctor is going to try to assess is what your commitment is, because there's always things to do to prolong that decision. Generally, if you don't do anything diagnostically or therapeutically, and you're happy to, you know, you just want it to be happy and comfortable, usually I wait for the cat when it stops eating, and it obviously the third eyelids start to cross over. It doesn't have that alertness. And very often already, you might have that cat's not grooming himself as well. But mostly, it's the ability to feed itself, move around and act like it's happy, and try and minimize any accidents out of the box. I'd say let it be as happy as it can be for as long as possible. But everybody has their own opinion and their own perspective, right?
My daughter had a cat like that and it lost a lot of weight. This thing was so tiny, and eventually it did stop eating, and that's when she ended up and made the decision to do that.
Right, and as I said, you have to be careful. There's always opportunities to do a lot more things. They tend to be with chronic and kidney disease in cats, they tend to be kind of Band-Aid effects. So you just have to be cautious not to get pulled into that kind of downhill slide because it's expensive. You want to do what's graciously appropriate for that cat. And when you know that cat's just not the cat it normally is, and you can't afford to go further, then you say that's fine.
Yeah, because that's my thing is I don't do anything extra. I just don't want to make the decision too early when he's still walking around purring and seeming normal. Just like I said, he used to be 13 or 16 pounds. Now he's 8.
Wow.
But it took a while to get there. So
I need that diet, but hopefully not with that.
No kidding. Rich, good luck with that. That's a tough call. Thank you for calling, too.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We can get one more in here. I got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes maybe for Skip. Skip, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I'm AM and the PM.
I like the way he talks. He got an interesting voice.
Hey, how are you, Skip?
This will be quick. I heard you say you prefer the tick and flea collar over the ointments and stuff you put on them. Is that correct?
Right. That's what I prefer.
Okay. I mean, are these just over the counter like they used to be, you know?
No. You know? They used to be pretty horrible and useless. I think the one that is still most popular for me is Seresta. That's what it's called.
But is it over the counter, or do you have to have
a... No. It isn't. You'd have to go to your veterinarian.
Wow.
I can't assess the products at the pet shop. Generally, they're not as good, in my mind. So that's just my opinion, so I don't want to get sued by the pet shops. But the ones from the prescription from your veterinarian are tried and tested, and they are very, very effective. All my dogs have...
Now, how do you spell Seresta?
Soresto.
Oh, yes, Seresto. Okay.
Seresto.
All right. Well, there you go. Skip.
All righty. Well, all right. Thank you. Hey.
Bye, Skip.
Talk to you later, Terry Daly. See ya. Bye.
Huh? Maybe Skip's about to die. He said Terry Daly. Talk to you later. Maybe Skip's dying. He's gonna go be with Terry.
Maybe.
The only way I can. I have 1 minute exactly. Keith, if we can do this in a minute, then we can do it. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Doug. Hey, I got it for you. It's called a reverse sneeze, and it sounds like my dog is choking, and he can't catch his breath.
Well,
do they have them that bad where they actually reverse sneeze so bad where you think they're dying?
Oh, they think they're dying, but I've never seen one in 37 years. Really go that far.
But I've seen it, and it really looks uncomfortable.
Our dog
and
does
horrible.
That too.
Yeah, that's a good story. Good story, Dan.
He looks like he's dead. You know.
Yeah. 30 seconds, Doug. 30 seconds. What do you think?
It's about the long palate on the top of their mouth can be redundantly long, and then it kind of trips itself, and that blocks the airway. That's why they do that, trying to clear themselves. And I have seen an animal, I think, faint down just for the moment, but it's pretty recovery is pretty instantaneous.
So it's not going to kill him. It's not life threatening. Thank you, and I'm sorry we had to cut you short, but thank you, Keith. We appreciate it. We are out of time. We thank you everybody for calling early instead of waiting until the last minute. We really appreciate that. And Dr. Doug, we'll do this. What?
I was wondering, could I say one thing about my kids' performances?
Quickly, yes.
Okay, so they opened up for Willie Nelson, Bonnie Raitt, and Alison Krauss in New York.
Never heard of any of those people.
Willie Nelson? And they got a standing ovation.
Wow.
5,000-person crowd.
Good for you. Good for them. All righty. Doc, we'll do it next week. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Right. Thank you, Doc. Brought to you by Window World. And speaking of Window World, this is an announcement I'm thrilled to make. Again, now for 5 of the last 7 years, the J.D. Power customer satisfaction results are out. And best in customer satisfaction in windows and patio door with window and patio door retailers. Best in customer satisfaction again, Window World. How about this? 5 of the last 7 years, according to J.D. Power, highest in customer satisfaction in window with window and patio retailers. Best in customer satisfaction and highest in customer satisfaction. And that according to J.D. Power. Congratulations to Window World. We're not surprised at all. If you want to know more, you can go to jdpower.com and research the criterion and the history of why this award matters and what it really means to win it. Congratulations to Window World. See, no wonder it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can also go to windowworldstlouis.com for more. Wow, this is a quick 2 hours. Here we go, folks. After the news, it's Playhouse time because it's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is KM Jantz, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The U.S. Senate is recalling the terrorist attacks 18 years ago today.
September the 11th is a day of mourning, a date stained by the terrorist murderers of so many innocent people in New York, Arlington, and Pennsylvania.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the wound